America Weekend.
Smith Sabatino here. We're talking to Alan Marcus, political analyst, and we've been discussing not Hillary Clinton and emails, but let's get on to another subject, Alan.
Okay.
What bothers you about politics right now? What's the other issue besides Hillary's emails?
Well, you have Hillary's emails. You have the dysfunctional Congress that thinks it's
right.
conducting foreign policy. And you have people in the Republican Party running to find out how many, where they can stand in Iowa 1 year before the Iowa straw poll. Think about this. We used to laugh that 50,000 people, not even that many, in New Hampshire were going to decide who the President of the United States was. Now we're deciding in Iowa, 120,000 people, who may very well become the next president. As Iowa goes, so goes the nation. For all Iowa listeners, I apologize. But the fact of the matter is, who cares about ethanol and pig crates? Those are the subjects of import out in Iowa.
Remember that you apologized.
I apologize in advance.
Yes. To our Iowa listeners.
Well, listen. I mean, let's get to some specifics. Christie, Governor Christie, New Jersey.
Governor Christie would have probably done better staying in New Jersey. He's now running behind the last place runner because he can't get out of his own way, because what he does in New Jersey is always going to be contrary to what he should do in Iowa. So when he goes out to Iowa to make a pronouncement, he comes back to New Jersey and gets booed. If he does something in New Jersey which is consistent with the New Jersey culture, if you will, he goes out to Iowa and falls from sixth to seventh place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of the problem. It's also, everybody's fault for having campaigns that run, that start 2 years early.
Okay, about Rand Paul?
Who?
Okay.
Rand Paul will always stand well in certain places because he represents probably the far right of the Republican Party, and there's always room for one.
The governor of Texas?
The governor of Texas, Perry, has not really surfaced as yet. He was the savior for a while back in the last cycle, and then he got asked the question, and that ended his hopes. My guess is that his handlers are trying to keep him under wraps as long as possible.
Elizabeth Warren?
Elizabeth Warren sits there out on the left, loves the adulation, but the fact is she's not going to get into the race. She only gets in if Hillary Clinton collapses, if the emails drag her down, and anything else that comes up. Hillary Clinton is probably the more interesting person to look at now, because she was doing a Rose Garden, if you will, type campaign, sitting on the sidelines, trying to get in as late as possible. She may now have to get in to resurrect her reputation and show that she can be a winner.
Excuse me. You know, it's interesting now, though, Alan, that the campaign seems to have been forced to start so much earlier than it used to.
It's great for the consultants who get paid for an extra year or two. It's awful for the candidates. It's very, very hard, as anybody who's been in politics knows, to sustain this year after year. You know, to have to go and trek to such garden spots as Iowa and New Hampshire, where in New Hampshire, if you haven't been to somebody's living room at least twice, they don't vote for you. So, I mean, this is no way for the greatest democracy in the world to elect its leader. Of course, we don't know if its leader now is actually a Republican freshman from Arkansas, but,
yeah.
This too shall pass.
But, and I've said this often enough on these microphones, the system, as fractured as it may be, with reference to the rest of the world, works. We've managed to come through 2008 and all the rest, but it manages to get by. I wonder why.
Well, it's an imperfect system, and I think that it works because there ain't none better. But the simple fact is that we have not used that power that has been bestowed upon us. We misused it in 2003 with the invasion of Iraq. you know, as and I remember being alone on this and being chastised, and being kicked off of the Fox network. But going into Iraq was the dumbest thing we ever could have done. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and all we were going to do was destabilize the Middle East or get stuck there forever. Well, we got out of there. We you know, President Obama kept his word. We got out of there and triggered, you know, the total instability through that part of the world. So we reap what we sow. Well, you know, that is an example, Carl, of where we misuse, I think, in some ways, the authority that we have been given but told to use judiciously.
Alan Marcus, I want to thank you once again for being a guest on Smith Sabatino and your wonderful political analysis. And we will do so again very soon. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.
Alan, our pleasure, always.
Now you can take us
out. Now I can take us out. Carl Sabatino, Smith Sabatino, with Rollins Smith, America Weekend. We're back.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the top enforcer for the Broad Street Bullies, helping the Flyers win 2 Stanley Cups. He led the league in penalty minutes 4 times, and fans can still watch his epic battles on YouTube.
Oh, Schultz is hammering Dunn with that right hand.
So where is Dave Schultz now? Dave could be dropping you off at a Philadelphia area airport. The Hammer owns Dave Schultz Champion Limousine. Dave speaks with kids, delivering a message he calls Put Bullying on Ice. He co-authored a book about his career called The Hammer, and he once had a local hit with a song called The Penalty Box.
Baby, how long will you keep me in the penalty box?
I wonder if Dave takes requests. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Free advice, much of it not worth a dime. For hang-ups on basic installation, one national retailer offers free advice. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Dealership where you bought the bike can be the first line of defense, or consider this nationally known retailer. They say they offer something no other aftermarket parts retailer does. JP Cycles will attempt to answer your basic installation question by phone. Or if you don't like talking to people through internet online chat, stuck on a basic job, what could it hurt to give them a try? Online at jpcycles.com. Free advice is always good. Even better if it works. American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on 2 wheels.